We welcome you back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And with the ringing of that bell, you know to get your Bibles. And I would invite you at this time to turn to Jeremiah chapter 42. In just a few minutes, we'll begin reading from verse 5. We were reading Jeremiah 41 and got to 42 in verse 5 in our last class. Let me remind you what is happening, because this can be quite confusing during this time. Nebuchadnezzar had come in and destroyed Jerusalem. And he left in charge those of the people that remained there. He left them in the hand of Gedaliah. But there was this man Ishmael that slew Gedaliah. And then there's this man Johanan, who rescued the Jews from Ishmael, who had compelled them to follow him. And Johanan was wanting to take these refugees from Jerusalem and carry them into Egypt. And so they asked Jeremiah, what would God want us to do? And God did not want them to go into Egypt. God wanted them to remain in their land. And yet, in spite of that counsel, and in spite of that advice, many of them went on into Egypt, and they died there. And so we're going to be looking at that in Jeremiah chapter 42, beginning in verse 5, where they had asked Jeremiah to seek what God would have them to do. You know, if you're going to ask God what it is that you should do, and then you learn that, well, you better do that. And they didn't. They were persuaded or forced otherwise. Now, I'll read that in just a moment. I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're looking at a Sunday school lesson that was written by a preacher that was known as E.A. Elam. And this Sunday school lesson was written for the Sunday of October the 21st, 1923. It's about Israel in the midst of the nations. And it is about how God had used Israel as a nation set apart from all other nations, through whom he would work his plan to bring salvation into all the world. And as a part of that lesson, and put all this in context, we're looking at this history that we find in the book of Jeremiah. Now let me begin reading that to you. Jeremiah chapter 42 and verse 5. Then they said to Jeremiah, Jehovah be a true and faithful witness among us, if we do not according to all the word wherewith Jehovah thy God shall send thee to us, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of Jehovah our God, to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us. Then when we obey the voice of Jehovah our God, Jeremiah 42 and verse 7, and it came to pass after 10 days, that the word of Jehovah came unto Jeremiah. Then called he Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said unto them, Thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, whom ye sent me to present your supplication before him, if ye will still abide in this land, then will I build you, and not pull you down, and I will plant you, and not pluck you up, for I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith Jehovah, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will grant you mercy, that he may have mercy upon you, and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say, We will not dwell in this land, so that ye obey not the voice of Jehovah your God, saying, No, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there will we dwell. Now therefore, hear the word of Jehovah, O remnant of Judah. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, If ye indeed set your faces to enter into Egypt and to sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which ye fear shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine whereof you are afraid shall follow you hard after you in Egypt, and there ye shall die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. Jeremiah 42 and verse 18. For thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, As mine anger and my wrath hath been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my wrath be poured forth upon you when ye shall enter into Egypt, and ye shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach, and ye shall see this place no more. Jehovah hath spoken concerning you, O remnant of Judah, Go ye not into Egypt. Know certainly that I have testified unto you this day, for ye have dealt deceitfully against your own souls. For ye sent me unto Jehovah your God, saying, Pray for us, and to Jehovah our God, according to all that Jehovah our God said, so declare unto us, and we will do it. And I have this day declared it unto you, But ye have not obeyed the voice of Jehovah your God in anything for which he hath sent me unto you. Now therefore know certainly that ye shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, in the place wherein ye desire to sojourn there. It would be interesting to go ahead and read more from the book of Jeremiah and find out just what happened with these people. But we're going to move on with our lesson. It was during this time that Ezekiel was prophesying and encouraging the Jews in captivity. The last date he mentioned is the 27th year of the captivity in Ezekiel chapter 29 and verse 17. So Ezekiel prophesied for at least 22 years. During a part of this period, at least, Daniel also was a famous prophet. And Ezekiel refers to him. In Ezekiel chapter 14 and verse 14, we read, Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord Jehovah. Well, that was great respect for Noah and great respect for Job. And Daniel is marked right among them as one of the wise men. In Ezekiel chapter 28 in verse 3, Ezekiel the prophet says, Behold, art thou wiser than Daniel? There is no secret that is hid from thee. Again, referring to Daniel as a man of wisdom. To Ezekiel, God said, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman into the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 17. And now we're going to go back to the text for this lesson and look at the explanatory notes. And our text began back in the book of Joshua chapter 1 and verse 1, where it says, Now it came to pass after the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, that Jehovah spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Now this is a continuation of the history of the children of Israel after the death of Moses. Moses was God's servant in more than the ordinary meaning of the term, as the relation Moses sustained between God and the people shows. Moses was God's servant also in his readiness to do God's will. It was after the children of Israel had wept for Moses 30 days, Deuteronomy 34 and verse 8, that Jehovah spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister. Joshua was of the tribe of Ephraim, one of the sons of Joseph, and his name was at first called Hosea. The name means help or salvation. But Moses changed it to Joshua in Numbers 13, 18, and verse 16. Joshua also means Savior, but it means Jehovah is our salvation. In Numbers 8 and verse 17, he is called Jeshua. And that's the Greek form of this name, or rather, the Greek form of this name is Jesus. And so we don't usually associate that in the New Testament, the name Jesus. If you remember, the angel told Mary, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Well, Jesus means a Savior, but the J on that word Jesus refers us back to Jehovah, meaning Jehovah is our salvation. Joshua of the Old Testament is first mentioned as the leader of the Israelites against the Amalekites at Rephidim. We read that story in Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel at Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, "Choose us out men, and go out and fight with Amalek tomorrow. I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses had said unto him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the one on the other. And the hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomforted Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And Jehovah said unto Moses, "Write this for memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. And he said, "Jehovah hath sworn, Jehovah will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." It was soon after the Israelites had left Egypt that this occurred. We also read about Joshua as one of the 12 spies sent from Kadesh Barnea to view the land of Canaan, and one of the two who had the courage to say, "Let us go up and take it." He is called Moses' minister because he was Moses' attendant and served him in his work as a lawgiver and leader. Thus he was better prepared for his great work afterward. Minister and servant are not official titles. He was 110 years old when he died, according to Judges chapter 2 and verse 8. If the events narrated in the bush of Joshua cover, as it is thought, a period of 26 or 27 years, then he was 83 or 84 years old of age at the time of our lesson, and 40 years younger when he left Egypt, where he was born. It is said that Joshua wholly followed Jehovah, Numbers chapter 32 and verse 12. He was a very faithful and dutiful man, and as a leader and conqueror, a type of Jesus, our captain and leader against the host of Satan. His most distinguishing characteristic was courage, both physical and moral. Regardless of the choice others would make, it was he who said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah," Joshua 24:15. Moral courage is necessary to make a true man or woman at any time.